does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Jimmy, did you happen to notice? I have not looked. Did the Dodgers play a late game last night?
I did not check. Eddie's usually my baseball
they
go-to guy.
They did not play last night. There was only like four games
that
yesterday.
That is good news for our next guest, because had the Dodgers played, he'd be having an extra cup of coffee this morning after staying up late to watch the Los Angeles Dodgers. But he doesn't need any coffee to be energetic about what's going to happen tomorrow night in Phoenix, because from 2012 until 2013, the Honorable Mitch Daniels was the president of Purdue University. That, of course, after his term as governor of Indiana. And he joins us on the program. And, Mitch, I guess I should begin by saying boiler up, right?
Well, unless you want to sing the North Central fight song first. But, yeah, that's a good place.
I can do that too, right?
I can still do it. But, no, boiler up is the right place to start, of course.
Hey, let's go back to this because, you know, this – I was thinking about this on the way in, and I don't think that it ever became anything more than just like a ripple in the pond, but there had been times where people, Purdue fans that I know, were like, I don't know if Matt Painter's the right guy. They get beat early in the tournament and da-da-da-da-da. Did you, when you were at the helm of the university, and I realize there are bigger fish to fry, academically speaking, with a school, but did you start to hear some of those rumblings, and just what was your thought if you did?
Yeah, I heard them. You know, you get, you know, we got 500,000 alums. You got every flavor of opinion on every subject. So, yeah, I heard them. I always thought it was completely wrong. You know, Purdue basketball has not had too many bad years. My first year actually was one. We might have been last in the Big Ten for 1 year. But never changed my mind at all. Matt Painter is a I think the finest coach in the country is in multiple dimensions. And I think, you know, surely you guys can see it in your world. There's a lot of people out there who have nothing to do with Purdue University who are rooting for us, in large part because they've seen the high character of Matt. They've seen the kind of program, you know, that doesn't exist too many places anymore. And, you know, I always felt so lucky to be in the job I had with a guy like that there, that you knew you could be proud of him and his young man every year.
You know, oftentimes, Mitch Daniels, we find leadership in moments that are not on a stage or with a spotlight on it. And you can see it in the behind-the-scenes moments. Was there a specific moment that jumps out to you, maybe at a practice, maybe in a back hallway, where, not to say you ever had doubt about Matt Painter, because you didn't, but was there ever a moment where you saw a specific thing take place and said to yourself, that's why I want that man representing the university that I'm the president of?
Well, there were a lot of moments that I saw as I saw his players, and I knew that the way they were conducting themselves at Purdue was a reflection of his values. You know, they were going to class, they were graduating, they were doing things in the community. So there was all of that. I also know, without going too far out of school, that we were talking one time. I think he had brought a recruit around for me to visit with. And I won't mention the school in question, but I knew that the somebody else we were looking at was looking at that school. And Matt said, you know, I just don't talk to people after I find out they're looking there, because that other place is going to do things that we're not prepared to do. And, you know, that made a great impression on me. I thought we're going to win, but we're going to win the right way with this guy.
Mitch Daniels is our guest. Mitch, I was wondering if you could take us back, and there's a great piece on this event in the Indy Star and how you've gone from not really having any connection to Purdue when they were last here back in 1980 to, you know, how your life has changed, how the university has certainly changed in that time span since they have now punched another ticket to the Final Four 44 years later. If you could take us back to that night and how you wind up watching Purdue UCLA in 1980, and then how your perspective and everything around it has changed over that 44 years.
Sure. One thing that hadn't changed, I mean, I've been a fanatic sports fan all my life. I've always been, you know, for anybody from Indiana, when I lived and died by the IU teams that were so great. Purdue, when they've been great, it didn't matter who it was, Butler for sure, Valpo, you know, had a couple moments. And so there was no departure on my part to want to go to that game. And I was very disappointed when the Indiana team, Purdue, didn't get there. But, obviously, when I hired on at Purdue, I told them I was sitting in front of thousands of people on the day they announced it. I was being interviewed, actually, by our graduate, our alum, Brian Lamb, who founded C-SPAN. And he asked me some athletic question, I think about coaches' salaries or something. And I told him, I said, listen, when we're playing, I'm all in, but I'm not going to start dissing IU or any other schools because as far as I'm concerned, we're all Hoosiers together here. And, when any of them is succeeding, as long as it's not against Purdue, I'm feeling good.
And here's the thing. The hope would be that, 5% of the IU fan base sees the same thing and cheers for Purdue this weekend, right? I do think that there are people that are, though, right?
Listen, I promise you it's more than 5%. I can't tell you how many IU folks, that I've run into or heard from who said, this one time it'd be okay. I think it's back to that thing I was talking about. I mean, look at the team we got. Look how many Hoosier kids are on
this
team. Well,
that's it. And including Matt Painter, right? I mean, I think Painter is a huge part of that.
You know, back in 1980 and for a long time after, I thought part of the great excitement of college basketball or sports was, in a loose sense, it was our kids against your kids. Look at the IU championship teams. They were full of Hoosier kids that we had watched in high school and watched them for 2, 3, 4 years at college. There aren't very many programs like that anymore between, the portal and one and done and all that business. We are kind of a throwback. And I think that the combination of that, Matt's personal qualities that people have now seen. There's a great piece somebody sent me from the Washington Post this morning, John Feinstein, who wrote the book, about Season on the Brink with Coach Knight and all. Really positive about Matt, and he talks about last year's disappointment, no whining, no excuses, and America has seen that. I think you roll that together, and you got a lot of people, I think, would feel good about them winning, including a lot of very loyal IU fans.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Mitch Daniels, by the way, is our guest. He was the 12th president of Purdue from 2013, the time that he began, until 2022. One of the things about this Purdue team, to touch on that, Mitch Daniels, is the fact that I love, and I've talked on this show about, you've got Caleb First, that was a Mr. Basketball and a big recruit and saw a lot of minutes as a younger player. And this year, as the rotation has changed, his role has changed a bit. But all of those players on that roster seemingly are okay with where they are right now. They understand the bigger picture, and they're willing to do it for the better good of team. That is becoming more and more rare in college basketball, especially in the NIL era. Can Matt Painter sustain this level of selflessness within his program while competing at the same level?
Well, first of all, I think it's a very astute observation. I agree with it completely. By the way, it's not just Caleb First, Ethan Moore. We have two guys who started most of the last year who aren't getting hardly any minutes, and you don't see them complaining, and quite the opposite. So can he sustain it? Let's all hope he can. In fact, let's hope maybe somehow that other schools decide to try it too. I think it would it's not been good for college athletics, the stampede, really, into professionalization, I'm afraid is going to hurt it long term. And you really want somebody, hopefully more than one somebody, to demonstrate you can do it this way and succeed.
Are there ever times with, gosh, the constant wind of change in college athletics between NIL and now having, you know, college games being involved in the sports gambling apps? Are there ever times where you think to yourself, maybe I did get away from this at the right time because of the just insurmountable changes taking and challenges every day?
Well, I don't know if I'd quite put it that way. I'll never feel that good about having gotten away from Purdue. I think, I love the job and the students and everything about it. But I understand what you're asking. And, yes, I would not have been very comfortable. It was already becoming that way 4 or 5 years ago. You could see this. If you went to the Big Ten meetings as I did, you could see this stuff coming. And, unfortunately, nobody found a way to head it off. Our dear friends at the NCAA didn't. And now I don't know if you can get the toothpaste back. I really don't.
Mitch, what would you say you're most proud of from your tenure as president of Purdue?
I think the rising reputation, the school finally getting some of the recognition it deserves. I'm proud that we're 30% bigger than we are, and yet the quality of the students has gone up with the size. Obviously, I feel good that we are providing the highest value. I always said we're out to provide the highest value, higher ed at the highest proven value. And, you know, it costs less to go to Purdue now than it did in 2012. And yet we think the quality of the education has steadily gotten better. So, I think it's all of that. But I also like what the school represents. Matt Painter, the athletic program, is a great example. But to me, it's just typical of the value system at Purdue. We protect free speech. We believe in free inquiry and the dignity of each person. And I think that's reflected across the university, but certainly in this basketball team.
You know, I was thinking about this also, Mitch. Mitch Daniels is our guest. If I were to think about the Mitch Daniels tenure at Purdue, I think of a couple of things. One of them is the, you know, obviously the tuition freeze, right, and continuing to make it affordable for in-state kids, notably, to go to Purdue. The second would be the globalization of the Purdue brand, between the naming of Purdue Global and the opportunity for people from all walks to be able to get an education there. And then the third would be the consistent growth within the basketball program and the movement towards excellence. And then I thought to myself, all of that seemingly is embodied, is it not, in Zach Edey? Like, Zach Edey represents the Mitch Daniels presidency because he's not from the United States, but he came here. He didn't, he got NIL essentially, but he's with the program that the big money is not the issue. It's about consistency from a financial standpoint year in and year out, but rather just simply getting better and growing every single year. And the way that that guy has grown as a player, to me, is the model for what any college student, whether it be an athlete or just a finance major, should aspire towards in their 4 years. Is that fair summary?
Sure it is. And, of course, I have a special relationship with Zach because people are always getting the two of us mixed up.
That's right. So much the height is so similar, right?
Yeah.
The two respective faces of Purdue that are right there on the same plane.
I told him that one time. I said, people always asking me, aren't you Zach Edey? he's, let's face it, he has been thrust into his excellence. Has thrust him into the national spotlight. And, when that happens with some college athletes, it reflects great on their school, as he has, sometimes not. But, we couldn't have asked for a better visible representative of the Purdue program. We got a lot of others of those, but, of course, Zach's the one that America has seen the most of. And always will remember.
Speaking of being in national spotlights, Mitch Daniels, will you again entertain the thought of running for a national elected office?
Well, yeah, good news, America. No, it's astonishing to me how often that continues to come up. I mean, there was a time when I gave it a hard look, and but all things in their time, and so if there was a moment for that, whether it's basketball or public life, timing's everything. And if there was a moment for that, it was a little while back.
Lastly, I wanted to ask you about this. The transition, and I know it was before you were there, but just the transition from going to Gene Cady into Matt Painter, keeping that within the family, Mike Babinski's, I think, understanding of what all of that means as well, and having the Purdue spirit in leading the athletic department. Can you touch on or elaborate for our listeners, Mitch Daniels, about the cohesiveness or the familial feeling that runs through Purdue athletics and notably the men's basketball program?
Well, if people can't see it, I'm not sure how I could explain it to them any more plainly. Let me put it this way. I've had a very strong feeling in business, in public life, and at the university. I've always told people, if somebody gives you a job of top responsibility, succession management is the final exam. You can do a really good job of whatever it is, but if you don't at least try to make sure to turn things over in strong shape, into strong hands, then you don't get an A. And I feel, for instance, extremely good about the transition that we did in my job. I could have gladly and I think capably stayed a couple, three more years, but I saw an opportunity to secure a successor who I think is just already proving spectacular. Look what happened this week. We brought a semiconductor plant, the biggest new investment, 1,000 new jobs, high-paying jobs to Indiana. And, that's, to me, that's part of Purdue's responsibility. And so when I look back at models of who did that really, really well, you can't find a better one than Gene Cady to Matt Painter. You know, somebody who understood the philosophy, the values of the program, came up in it, and just without a hiccup or, seamlessly transitioned. Fantastic example. People in business should pay attention.
Would you ever entertain working for or heading up the NCAA?
Well, they've got a new president. He's a very able guy. No, I mean, I think that they're in great shape, and I probably had my last 24/7 job, and especially I'm not interested in one where you have to chase all over the country every day. I've got some grandchildren to look after now.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. If the national championship game will be played on Monday, I know that there's a game to be played in between with a very capable North Carolina State team who's a good story in their own right. But
yep.
Doesn't it seem, Mitch Daniels, only fitting that on a day when the entire world turns to Indiana to see what happens with the moon, that night an Indiana school who had a guy that walked on it wins the national championship?
Yeah, there's a story in there somewhere. You bet. let's hope that let's hope that the next giant leap by Boilermakers happens 72 hours from now.
We're all a basketball kind. All right. Hail our Panthers is the first line. Do you know the second line? Hail our Panthers.
Hats off to thee. Yeah.
Yes.
I know it all.
To our colors.
Some things you don't forget. The basketball games and songs like that.
That is correct. Mitch Daniels, it is always a pleasure. Enjoy the games and boiler up by all means.
Thank you. Boiler up.
All right. Mitch Daniels, again, the president emeritus of Purdue University, former governor, of course, of the state of Indiana.